mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Down Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
You're tuned to WLEW. We are 9 minutes and 52 seconds away from kickoff. Very precise timing here, always on WLEW. The game of the week, BetX at Cass City tonight, and we have a good one. The Cass City Marching Band just about to take the field. A beautiful night ahead of us. And let's break down Cass City right now. The Red Hawks are with Scott Cusser at the helm, the first year in his second stint as the head coach here for Cass City. Right now, they're 1-2 overall and 0-2 in the GTC West, and are coming off a week number 3 victory.
Well, Clark, a little bit about Cass City. They got 19 players on his roster this year, 6 of them returning letter winners. To highlight a couple of them, though, Dakota Hartle, the quarterback, runs the offense, does a great job there. He's also the safety. Brandon Perzanowski, also the running back, does a lot of the heavy lifting, running the ball in that running T formation. Also, the linebacker makes a lot of plays on defense. Watch those two guys lead Cass City's charge tonight.
As well as number 22, Brendan Ricker. He's a senior, and last time we covered them, Lakers against Cass City in week number 2, he had 13 carries for 138 yards in that game as well. Brendan Perzanowski had 118 yards and 12 carries. So between those two and Dakota Hartle at the helm of the quarterback, it should be a pretty good stealthily backfield.
I think so. Those two guys really went hand-in-hand last time we see them.
Well, only time will tell here for the rest of the night. We cover Cass City week number 2 against Lakers, like I said, where they suffered a loss in a tight one, 20-22. We saw a solid tee offense from Cass City with a strong backfield and an ability to throw when needed.
Yeah, Hartle can definitely put the ball in the air if necessary. They prefer to ground and pound. They prefer to test the defense, try and trick them by getting big plays on the ground. A little more conservative approach. They tend to turn the ball over less that way when you don't put it in the air. So look for them to continue to do some of that tonight as well.
And last week, Cass City hosted Sandusky and defeated the Redskins, having never trailed in that game, in fact. It was 16-6 at halftime and 22-14 when all said and done, with the Red Hawks getting their first victory of the night. Now, Dave, will that squad that beat Sandusky come out firing and handle the hatchets with ease, or are we going to be in a close one down to the wire?
You know, Clark, we talked about this earlier. How do you know which team's going to come to play today? Cass City seems to gear up for teams that really need gearing up for, and then sometimes they play to their opponent's skill level here. All in all, I think Bad Axe has improved a little bit. I think this game's going to be a little closer than a lot of people anticipate.
It should be a good one. Now, in 2011, Cass City lost 4 games by a touchdown or less. Last week, they won by a touchdown. I hate to use the metaphor of the Michigan State Spartans in 2007 under D'Antonio's first year, but in that season, I believe we had 4 losses by touchdown or less. In 2008, they came out and they won those key games, got them down the distance. Are we seeing the same thing with Cass City right now?
I do. I think you are seeing that, Clark. I'm seeing the Red Hawks battle a little better when it comes down to that fourth quarter, that 5-minute mark. You know, they're not getting beat at that time. They're actually taking over games at that time. And that's what it's going to take to win a game, especially like tonight. I think it's going to take another one of situations where they win by 7 to maybe 10 points in that range.
Well, Cass City is averaging 20 points per game on offense and only giving up 17 points. So if averages are anything, it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, according to that stat, I don't understand how they're 1-2, but Cass City is definitely taking a step in the right direction, as is Bad Axe. I think you're seeing a better Bad Axe team as well.
Well, the Cass City Marching Band is on the field right now, and we're going to take another quick break. We are 6 minutes away from kicking off the WIW Week Number 4 Game of the Week. You're tuned to your home for high school football.
Once there was a house that stood behind a small white picket fence. It was a happy house. a family, a dog, in a minivan. But one day, a dark, ominous cloud stopped by. The house quivered and quaked, shuddered with each lightning strike. But it was not scared. No, as it had an insurance policy through Farm Bureau Insurance. The house had called Clark Ramsey at 810-648-2800 and slept soundly through the night. Because with Clark Ramsey, there's nothing to fear.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yee-haw!
That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and 2 locations in Bay City. Where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection in the Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, September 29th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. And special one-day-only open house pricing. That's Saturday, September 29th. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the Thumb provides for the Thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us.